Welcome to day 3.
In David Simon's book, Free to Love, Free to Heal, he provides us with a powerful message. We navigate the path to emotional freedom through forgiveness. Resentments, grievances, and regrets disturb our peace and make it impossible to be fully present. Forgiveness closes the chapter on the past so that a new story, rich in love, happiness, and creativity, can be written. When someone's actions create pain for us, it's natural to engage in an inner dialogue of resentment. Are there people in your life you just can't seem to forgive? After all, you may say, there are some things that are unforgivable. But when we hear ourselves saying or thinking forgiveness is not possible, we are admitting to the belief that forgiveness is something we graciously do for someone else. We believe those feelings of resentment are affecting the other person. When we consider how it is possible that someone could behave in ways that create anguish for us, it is useful to recognize that their choices reflect the story that they've been living. With greater awareness, we can examine the context of what happened. More often than not, the person, operating at their existing level of awareness, was unable to entertain other options to get their needs met that wouldn't have caused pain for another. Likewise, recognizing our own capacity to act in ways that have caused harm to another, even when we thought it was the right thing to do at the time, can help us relinquish judgment and awaken forgiveness. When the painful situation is reframed in this way, we can take the steps to put the past behind us. In truth, resentment affects only the one holding on, and holding on takes energy and attention. Wouldn't our time be so much better spent on joyous living and loving? When our attention is locked up in the past, we don't have the power to change our lives now. Deepak Chopra teaches that if we want something to grow stronger in our life, we direct more of our attention to it. If we want something to diminish in our life, we withdraw our attention from it. He writes, by learning to value your attention as a precious commodity, you will be able to consciously create well-being and success in your life. Commit to forgiving another and to forgiving yourself for choices that generated pain. David Simon wrote, be assured that complete and natural forgiveness is accessible to every heart, for it is the nature of life to eliminate toxicity. Forgiveness expands our hearts. In this way, there is nothing that can't be forgiven. Every heart, according to Dr. Simon, has the power to forgive. As you slip into the gap between thoughts today, focus your attention on healing and love. Today is a good day to begin anew, with abundant love and greater understanding and compassion through the freeing power of forgiveness. Allow this message to settle into the deep recesses of your consciousness as we move into the quiet space of today's meditation. It is time for us to go into the silence, the gap between thoughts, the field of all possibilities. please take a deep breath. Count to three. Then exhale. Let's do this together two more times. Please close your eyes softly, releasing the tension in your body. Focus on the rhythm of your breath, silently saying, "So," on the inhale, breathing in the life energy of the universe. "Hum," on the exhale, breathing out anything that no longer serves you. "So hum" is a simple, relaxing mantra. Allow your breath to flow in and out, gently, easily, and effortlessly. I will watch the time. And when we are ready to end our meditation, I will ring a soft bell and repeat the Sanskrit mantra, Sat Chit Ananda, existence, consciousness, bliss. The next time you hear my voice, I will be reciting the mantra. Sat Chit Ananda. Sat. Chit. Ananda. I am pure existence. Pure consciousness. Pure bliss. Sat. Chit. Ananda. Please come back into the room. Feel the weight of your body. Inhale deeply. Exhale. And when you are ready, open your eyes. Namaste.